This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome into hour number two of Gwen and Chris, Tuesday edition, full 4 hours with you today, leading into the return at 6 o'clock tonight of the Scraby Chronicles, hosted by none other than the Grouch himself, Matt Scraby.
The Grouch?
Yeah, Tony called you the Grouch earlier today before the show, and I like it.
You stole the Grouch name.
I've been a little grouchier than you today. But in general,
you started off kind of grouchy.
I think
though.
You win that award.
I did.
Was it
hands
today?
Down?
Yeah. What's today?
Yeah, you were all upset about, with a bunch of stuff earlier, especially this concert down here.
Yes,
oh,
that's yeah.
going
that's
on
where I got
in the
from, yeah.
Courtyard of our building.
I will say this, guys. I purposefully sent you a text to annoy both of you.
I saw. You know what's funny? First segment of this show was the first time I saw it.
Which particular text was that one?
I'm going to read it to you because it actually irritated me when I read it.
I don't pay too many attention to his stuff, but what did he write?
We got Matt Snyder in 8 minutes. Is that the one that you texted?
Yeah, we got Matt Snyder in 8 minutes.
That was at 1:32.
Yeah, I got that as I was on the elevator heading up to the studio.
Yes,
did your microphone break again?
Did it break again?
You talk about it. Now you got to give it the old Tony. You got to give it this.
Strasburg into the windup.
That looks
Strasburg
like an 1880s broadcaster holding your microphone
like,
there.
It's like he's doing some sort of history lesson in radio right now.
I wish
now.
I had something really cool to say right now.
You should go breaker. You're like holding like a trucker thing.
This is how Vin used to do it back in the day.
Vin Scully.
Yeah.
He would hold it.
Well, they had I'm sure he wasn't holding it like this.
I think a better reference might be Red Barber.
Red Barber.
Vin Scully's guy.
For a second, can you use that one as I try to fix...
I think Scraby, your studio's falling apart here.
Check.
Get it squared away.
That's not it.
That's not working.
Hold on.
Check.
There we go.
I'll fix that one. All right. That'll work.
Riveting radio.
Can I get up, or do we have to do the Daily Gambit? Oh, you tell your Chargers thing.
Daily Gambit in a moment. If you're just tuned into the show, obviously the playoffs continue today. NLCS has a travel day. ALCS, a little bit later, Yankees host Cleveland. NFL, Devontae Adams traded to the Jets, and Amari Cooper traded to the Bills. This also happened, got confirmed. The new 27% share owner of the LA Chargers is a guy by the name of Tom Gores. That's G-O-R-E-S. He is the majority owner of the Detroit Pistons. He's now a minority owner of the Chargers. But here's the way this was all explained to me by somebody who knows a lot more about business and how this stuff works than I do, guys. The Chargers are owned by three Spanos siblings. The fourth was the sister who was trying to sue Dean Spanos. Do you remember this in the last few years? She was the one who finally gave up her 24% to Tom Gores. So she's out. Tom Gores got 1% from each of the other siblings. So that's how his 27 comes to be. But the other three Spanos is the way it's explained. There's 72% left. And so they each have 24. 24, 24, 24. Well, and he has only 20. He has 27, so he has more, but he's still a minority owner because they have 72, the three of them.
Why would the three brothers sell 1%?
I don't know exactly how this works.
The 27.
I know. This is
now,
weird.
As you explained to us during the break,
right.
If one of the brothers decides, all right, I'm about to try to set my brothers up.
You want to turn this whole thing on its ear, they could join Tom Gore's.
And they would have a majority.
And their 24 and 27 would equal 51, and now they would be the majority owners of the Chargers.
Yeah, that seems weird.
That's the way it was explained to me. Somebody smarter than us can probably figure it all out, but it's kind of something to keep an eye on, I guess. It would be more interesting to me if there was any chance of the Chargers ever turning around, coming back to San Diego, but with
no place to play.
It's either neither here nor there, unfortunately. All right, we got some winners, losers. Coming up also in this hour will be another edition of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Before that... there will be a segment following this segment that you're not going to believe.
Yeah, it needs to be discussed amongst.
Yeah, I don't even know how to
cornholing.
That is
kind of has to do with.
Okay, now you've got everybody's interest piqued. It's going to be coming up in the next segment. Do not miss this next discussion after we do Daily Gambit right now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And you know what is smelling up this room right now, Chris? It's not your crackers. It's Tony's spicy noodles that he brought in. And I had a shiver go down my spine. Because last time you ate those in here, you guys ended up making me eat a number 10 Thai food.
Some debate was a 10.
Chris was the one who ordered it, okay? Not me.
I did order a 10, but I don't think you had the hottest pasta.
I'm just saying what other people are saying.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
You lucked out on that challenge.
You really did.
I like how I don't get any credit for doing the challenge.
Because it wasn't that hot. I think we realized it after you made it. You were eating it and enjoying it.
As far as I know, you've never kicked a field goal. You've never made a three-pointer.
I have made three-pointers.
You've never eaten a real 10, as far as I'm concerned.
I like how Chris is on this real side 10. Now, even though he was the one who actually ordered it and did order a 10.
He admitted to ordering.
He also said that he might have messed it up.
I'm never doing that again. So,
well, that remains to be seen.
We'll see.
Remember how mad I was actually at you guys?
It's a long off season, man. We're going to need some stuff.
If I have to do some stuff, you guys are going to have to do some challenges as
Listen,
well.
Listen, I'm down.
I'm down.
I don't know if I'm down to do a tie 10. I'm not sitting. Because remember how that all came up? It was because
you claim that you always order a 10.
That you do it like that.
I think I said it like this. Oh, I order a 10 all the time.
Yeah. You got yourself
and
into
you guys
this.
Were like, rup, 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 rup. That was you guys turning around the show. All right. Daily Gambit last night. The Guards and the Yanks. Over under 7.5 total runs. Chris and I went over. Tony went under. Tony was right. It was 5-2. Yeah. Alex Cobb. Over under 3.5 Ks last night. Chris and I said under. Tony said over. And he had 3 Ks. So we were right on that one.
He didn't make it.
Bills, -1 over the Jets last night on the spread. All of us chose the Jets. All of us incorrect. Bills, 23-20. If the Jets kicker made one of those field goals...
One of them was just atrociously bad, too.
I will say... It was very windy.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was very windy.
Go back if you have a minute and look at the one he made. He missed that one too, and they ruled it good.
Really?
Is that the one that went over the top of the? Yeah.
Yes, he might. He actually, I thought missed that one, and they gave it to
him. So what's the rule though? I thought if any part of it crosses over,
it's not reviewable. Which was
But if any part of it goes over, like even if the outside of the ball's on the outside of the upright.
I don't know the rule.
Don't you think with the way kickers are kicking now that they need to shoot some light beams up from the top of the goalpost so that we can see whether these kicks are good? It's kind of important, isn't it?
I agree.
It's kind of important.
We got the technology. I'm sure they can shoot some lasers out of the top of the goalpost.
Sure.
Keep the lines going.
Let's see if that's really good.
I mean, they're using a chain for the first down. There's no lasers.
Are they using chains, though? I thought
they're using chains.
They're on the verge of changing that, but they haven't
changed it.
They haven't changed it.
I mean, how is Barney, who's been doing that job for 72 years, going to go on?
Barney?
I just feel like the chain gang guy is named Barney. I don't know why, but I do. All right, Aaron Rodgers, over under 215.5 yards passing last night. All of us went over. All of us were correct. 294.
Brees, you know that he has not had a 300 in 3 years.
I heard that.
He almost made it last
yesterday.
Night,
not
quite. Well, you know, if Mike Williams didn't run the wrong way,
yeah, sure.
He's got to stay in the red. What is it, the red line? He says something with a red. Something had to do with red.
Whatever it was.
He just says stuff.
Aaron Rodgers is never at fault, according to Aaron Rodgers. That's getting a little annoying to me. As a leader of a team, you ought to take some blame on your shoulders.
And he resents it if you think he had anything to do with Robert Saleh's firing.
Aware of that.
Brees Hall, over under 57.5 yards rushing last night. Chris said under, we said over, and he ended up having over, but I'm trying to look for the exact amount.
94, maybe?
No, he had 113.
Oh, 113.
Go ahead, Brees.
Yeah, so about time
you showed up to the season, son.
It's not his fault. It's Nathaniel Hackett's fault.
That's true. We got Nathaniel up out of there.
I will say, even the Jets lost. Their offense looked a whole lot smoother. It wasn't even a contest.
It really wasn't.
And what they look like as opposed to earlier in the season. And they showed one shot of Hackett up there in the booth. It was...
He's been banished off the sideline, huh?
You know where he was banished to? He's up in the booth where Sam Levitt was asking media questions from. The upper tank or whatever they call that.
When you were gone, we kept joking because it would be like, can we give Sam the microphone all the way back on top of the riser?
Yeah, Sam had such bad seating at the media conferences.
Oh, I was there for that. I was listening to you. I definitely was on a couple shows where we talked about
it. It was hilarious. Colorado Avalanche -1.5 on the puck line over the Islanders, and Colorado, Chris chose Islanders 1-6-2. And
yeah, Islanders.
Which
Islanders.
Which one? Who won?
Islanders.
6-2.
Beat the Avs.
So that's it.
Back to my gambling winning ways, baby.
4-2 for Tony Gwynn, 4-2 for Matt Scraby, 2-4 for Christopher. Here we go with tonight's picks. Minnesota Timberwolves. Los Angeles Lakers. Tony, preseason action. I think it's silly to bet on the spread, but we can maybe, you know, pick on the over and under total points for a preseason game, 225 points. Scraby, you go first today.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I have no idea.
Of course we have no idea.
Game. Nobody does.
We don't have any idea in a regular season. Same thing.
Is Bronny playing?
We're going to have to hear about this all year.
Is he, though? I'm honestly asking.
I don't know.
He might play. I don't know.
But is he on the roster?
Yes, right now he is.
Okay, so he's going to go 0-25. I'm going to go under.
I just hate her. So
I set it all up just for me to hate on him. The poor guy.
Poor guy. You're not the only one hating on him, so yeah. He's got a long list of people.
I actually think Brody's okay. He's not like a jerky.
Seems like a nice
person.
Kid.
Yes, exactly.
I'll say over. They just run up and down. I don't know.
Tony, over.
They
over.
Just run up and down.
No such thing as garbage minutes.
They don't guard anybody. All right, we're really reaching tonight. It's Tuesday with not much. We do have.
Welcome to the offseason, ladies
South
and gentlemen.
Alabama, 10.5 points over Troy. College football on a Tuesday night, which I don't get, but they have it.
Which I don't get.
South Alabama by 10.5. I'll take USA. University of South Alabama. Tony, you're next on this
one. I'll also take USA.
USA? All right. Scrappy, what are you doing?
I was a contrarian in the last one. I'll be a contrarian again.
You want Troy?
I'll take Troy.
Troy Trojans. We have a little hockey. We have Florida. Panthers, defending Stanley Cup champs at Columbus. Florida is favored by 1.5 goals. Panthers are 2-2. They need to go to 3-2. I'll take them. Tony.
Who are the Panthers playing?
Does it matter, really?
Yeah, because I might take the other team.
Are you taking a close look at this? Not the Guardians. The Columbus Blue Jackets.
No, I can't take them. Go ahead with the Panthers then.
Go ahead with Florida. Scravy, you want to be contrarian 3 in a row?
Sure, why not?
All right. Columbus it is. This is for you, Scravy.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Kraken.
Oh, I love the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Taking on the Nashville Preds. 6 goals tonight. Over, under. Scrape.
Talk about a great animal battle. A
Kraken
versus a Predator. Man.
That is.
Because a Predator is a saber-toothed tiger, I think. That's what their mascot is, right?
It
looks like it.
I was thinking the movie Predator.
Kraken would have no chance against the Predator. Are you kidding me?
Predator's next leg.
I'm going to go. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over.
Over 6 goals, says Scravy. Chris. Kraken crackdown tonight. Under.
Kraken crackdown.
Yeah.
Give me the over.
Over for you. Okay, Garrett Cole, 5.5 strikeouts, over, under tonight. That seems like an easy one.
But over.
I'll say over, too. Yeah. Tony, over. Scravy?
Over.
Not contrarian this time.
Nope.
And finally, over, under for runs tonight, 7. Again. Now, I said it was actually 7.5. Tonight it's just 7. Yankees, Cleveland, they're going over tonight with that. If they that scared kid comes anywhere near the mound for Cleveland.
Have they cleaned up his uniform yet?
They got Bibby. Or Bibby.
Bibby.
Have they cleaned? Yeah, Bibby's. It's a good pitching matchup, actually.
Yeah.
Chris said that the poor gentleman soiled himself on the mound last night.
I'm sorry, but the poor kid just did not look happy out there.
A moment can be a little bit.
What did you say, over?
I said over.
Both are going over. Scraby?
I'm
going
to go under.
You're doing contrarian like 4 different times today.
I am. Either
I should,
be really good
I should
or
find
not.
Out the name of this poor kid. I don't mean to make too much fun of him.
Let me see if I can find it.
Soils McGee.
Joey Cantillo is his name. He's a left-handed pitcher from Honolulu, Hawaii. He's 24 years old, going on about 9. And he did throw 4 wild pitches in 1/3 of an inning last night. So to say that the moment might have been a little large seems accurate.
Let's see. During the regular season.
Yes.
Joey. Only got 38 innings. So he was definitely a baby.
Yeah.
489. Opponents hit 238.
I just didn't see him pitching in that spot. I mean, bases loaded, Yankee Stadium, Soto, Judge coming up.
He was mainly a starter, too, in their season. He had 8 starts, 9 games total.
I bet he was an opener. I don't see him as a starting pitcher. He threw 21 pitches last night, 7 strikes, and 4 wild pitches.
Didn't have it.
Not quite. You know who followed him to the mound? Pedro Avila. Former Padre.
I miss him, kind of.
All right.
I don't know what he did this year.
It was with Cleveland.
Yeah,
all year?
In the big leagues.
He's a Cleveland guy.
Yeah. I saw a funny tweet earlier. It was like the inception of AJ Preller with Tim Hill pitching to Austin Hedges with Juan Soto getting the out.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there, former Padres.
With all due respect to Austin Hedges, but if you manage a game and your last hope is Austin Hedges, that didn't work out the way you were planning.
Yeah, that's a tough.
Sorry to say.
It's a tough call.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
All right, that's it for the Daily Gambit. This next segment, I can't even describe it. Listen to some traffic, get yourself comfortable, and we'll lay it all on you when Gwen and Chris returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by the roofing professionals at Extreme Roofing of San Diego. Mother Nature is unpredictable, and so is the San Diego rain. Don't wait till your roof suffers damage. Call Extreme Roofing of San Diego to prepare your investment from catastrophe. Schedule your room inspection now, 619-334-ROOF, or online at extremeroofs.com. 325, Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. All right, so we teased it before we went to the break.
Not really.
No.
We teased something.
Yeah, that's right. We teased something. I mentioned hygiene earlier in the show.
And then Scraby mentioned
soiling.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned cornholing.
You also mentioned cornholing.
It all makes sense in a second.
And, you know, since we just finished talking about roofing, you know, it gets hot up there, you know, from time to time. You got to come down and relieve yourself. And, you know, one of the things that...
He tried to slip that through.
Very well done.
One of the things that I've noticed in our men's bathroom that...
Are you talking about number one or number two?
Well, we'll get into it. We'll let everybody else use their imagination. I have a lot of questions about, you know, the new thing nowadays are dude wipes.
It's a new thing.
It's a relatively new thing. It's certainly a new thing.
It's
for
just
you,
baby
Chris.
Wipes packaged for adults.
For adults, right.
I've never heard of it, but go ahead. We saw it in our bathroom.
We saw it in the bathroom here, and yeah. I just have a lot of questions about shared dude wipes. I feel like it should be a personal stash.
Yeah. You should have your own.
There shouldn't be community dude wipes. In the bathroom.
When you guys mentioned the fact that there were dude wipes in there, my first reaction to it was, really?
Yeah.
You use something moist down there? And both of you together jumped up and down and said, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So how far in the minority or majority am I?
Minority.
That I
think
minority.
So? I
you think more people use dude wipes than don't?
I would say.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying dude wipes themselves. I'm saying wipes.
They use wipes over regular toilet paper.
Yes. Now, Tony has... I don't know how much we're willing to go into.
We're this deep. We might as well keep going.
Tony had a really good theory as to why he uses dude wipes. Because...
He takes them in his travel package.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, that's. I'm glad you brought this up, Scott. You know, we stay in some really nice hotels. Does not mean you get really nice toilet paper. And you go in different hotels every other week. I mean, you know, some of these hotels, is for the nice sheets you get, they skim on the toilet paper, the price they're going to pay for.
Sandpaper.
You get sandpaper. And, you know, after a while, you start to have to deal with using sandpaper all the time.
Being uncomfortable.
Being uncomfortable. So, yes. Wipes become a thing that you travel with.
So when you travel, there are sport coats, ties, nice shiny shoes.
Check.
Probably your video games.
Check.
If he can fit it, the broadcast equipment.
A little broadcast equipment so you can do your radio show.
If he can fit it.
Well, let's put it this way. If there are two things left to fit in, but only room for one...
Oh, I know where
what
he's
stays
going.
Behind the radio equipment or the dude wipes.
Oh, that's actually tough because what I discovered
is actually tough.
What I discovered is, especially when we're on the West Coast, the tie line is valuable. I don't have to be at the field all day. I can do the show from the room.
You used to have to show up before anyone was, before workers were
before
even
anybody
there.
Was in the stadium. So I kind of like the tie line. If it's left up between those two, you know, I'll deal with some discomfort. But
you'll do it.
Typically, you know, I can carry those wipes.
I don't know if this is a conversation that people are, you know, enjoying or not.
Oh, people
but I
in
would
the
be,
chatter talking.
I would be curious to know whether
saying.
any of you, a lot of you, some of you, none of you, feel the way that Scraby and Tony does, that dude wipes are an important aspect
now,
of
for the record, I don't
restroom visits.
I don't use them in my home. I only use them because.
Oh, you don't use them at home?
No.
It was an impulse buy for me.
We can get good toilet paper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the road, you just can't. You can't risk.
I can't.
Now let's go back to the original premise of the conversation, which is
community
dude wipes are not community shared items.
No, apparently, they are at this radio station because there's a box of them in there.
Because
maybe two now.
You're not getting to those in a clean state when you're reaching for them.
You have to bring because they're on the sink, which definitely bothers me as well. But you have
to take them in with you.
Right.
That's a lot of transition.
Or someone's grabbing the package, taking it into the stall, and then putting the package back, which is even more disgusting.
Yeah, how about you do what I try to do?
I don't want to know.
Never have the need for a dude wipe at work.
That's the number one.
Chris lives in a fantasy land.
It's the number one goal.
Chris has claimed, since the day we started working here, like almost 8 years ago, that he has never once used the bathroom for that purpose. And I don't believe you.
I commend you, my friend.
For 8 years.
That is.
There's not been one emergency.
That's legit. I wish I could be in his spot.
Me too.
There's been a couple emergencies here, so it's had to happen.
I mean, I've had to tough it out for the final hour.
You live pretty close,
once in a while, but I do live close. So if I can make the end of the show, I can make it home.
Fair enough. All right. Well,
The chat is saying... A couple, Emma Key and Katrina, both said, do not flush those wipes, even if they say flushable.
Yeah,
it wreaks havoc on your sewage system.
That's why I don't use them at all.
Whoa! Wait a minute. You have to use them and then throw them in the trash?
No, no, they say flushable, but I don't think you're supposed to actually flush them.
Ah!
I'm never using one ever. If the requirement...
There's no way I'm picking it up and carrying it over to the trash.
Right. You're right.
After I'm done with it.
If there's a requirement... To put in the trash, I'm out.
I've never put one in the trash.
This is getting worse and worse.
Chris is really upset.
Let's get to break. Scraby's going to be upset in this next segment.
I could go talk about dude wipes for another half hour.
I'm sure you could. We'll get to some Chris's fantabulous game show next. Also, Mountain West, Pac-12 racing to get to the eight teams they need to. One of the sides... just got there. We'll explain on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Here we go at 3:37. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, it's spiroscuisine.com. A quick note before we get to the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Tony, I think you'll like this one. Apparently, Mike Tomlin, I almost called him Mike Timlin, former pitcher for the Blue Jays. Mike Tomlin is apparently considering starting Russell Wilson this week at quarterback against the Jets, Jets.
That's right.
Even though they're winning with Justin Fields, Russell Wilson finally may get his crack.
Good for Russell.
With the Steelers.
I don't really have anything bad to say because Justin Fields is playing better.
He's played okay.
Yeah. And so I think
there's room for improvement at that position.
And I hope Russ can come in and be that improvement. But
we'll see.
He certainly opened himself. I shouldn't say the Steelers are opening themselves up for some conversation if it doesn't work.
All right. Time for the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. But before that... we check a little traffic.
Traffic, I was hoping.
Oh, it's not ready.
Not quite ready.
I was hoping. You were trying to delay.
Do we have like two more minutes of something?
No.
All right. Well, then we're going to have to. Let me move it real quick.
He said, sorry. I got nothing for you, buddy.
And then we might have to go to traffic in the middle. But
all right. We can do that.
We go.
all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Tony usually wins, Scraby usually loses. We'll see how it goes today. There are going to be 21 correct answers today. The guys will exchange, taking turns naming correct answers. I will give the category shortly. And whoever gets to 11 first will win today. Or if you miss a question or miss a guess, you get a strike and three strikes and you're out. I don't think you guys can miss any today in the category. It's really? Just a matter of whether or not you can remember all of the ones you need to get right.
I don't know why I'm nervous, but I am.
All right, you can play along out there. Here is today's category. Major League Baseball, National Football League. Those two sports. 21 team nicknames. 21 total between the two sports are named after animals.
Ha-ha! Let's do it.
Name them. There's one that is named twice, but that's only going to be worth one correct point. You don't get extra for that one. And we start with Scraby's decision on whether he wants to go first or pass to Tony.
Do I get to make sound effects with each animal?
Why not?
Okay. Then I'm going first.
You're so silly, dude.
This is like a category made for me.
We'll see. We'll see. You tend to not win these things somehow.
That's true. I'm trying to look for... Oh, here we go. I'm going to take a team that just was eliminated from the playoffs. The Tigers.
Tigers. Detroit Tigers. That's correct.
I'll throw you for a loop here.
Uh-oh.
That's a one-point lead for Scraby. Mr. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Give me the Lions.
The Lions, the Detroit teams are both off the
you
board.
Can't, it's the same thing.
It sounded pretty similar.
Same animal.
It sounded pretty similar. All right, both Detroit teams are off the board.
All
Tigers,
right,
Lions.
This. Let's put these down.
Yeah, me too.
You can put your correct answers down. Obviously, no cheating. But Tony doesn't have to worry about it because I already gave him the answers. Scrabe.
That's right.
According to Scraby. It's 1-1, Scraby. What you got next? Team named after an animal in either football or baseball.
I'm going to take the one that's two.
Okay.
Do I get 2 points?
No.
No, he already told
already
you
said
that.
You do. Ooh. Not. You do not, but you still get a point.
The Cardinals. I actually don't think that's what a Cardinal.
Why do I have a feeling that a lot of them are going to sound the same?
You're probably right.
I don't know that Cardinals make really any noise of any kind. They just kind of sit there on a perch.
What kind you're of right. bird was that?
That was a falcon.
Yeah. Well, you're giving Tony an answer.
Thank you.
Appreciate oh, he was going to name the
falcon. Appreciate you, sir.
All right. 2-1 in favor of Scraby. Tony.
How about the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. That's a win, correct? Toronto nice Blue try. Jays. Nice they also kind of just sit there on perches. They're blue versions of a cardinal, as far as I'm concerned.
They really are.
2-2. And, again, you can't repeat an answer. And if you miss one, you get a strike. But no strikes yet. Scraby, there are still plenty of correct answers. 17 of them, to be exact.
I'm going to go with a water animal.
You may.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay. That was the most accurate sounder yet because you didn't make
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. Don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. 3 for Scraby, 2 for Tony. Tony.
How about the Cubbies?
Cubs. Yeah. Cubs are certainly an animal.
Certainly an animal?
Yes. That's correct. Well, I only say that because when I went through this, I actually did not include the Cubs the first time. I
double, oh, really?
Double-checked my work and added them. All right, so 3-3 and Scraby with 15 correct answers remaining.
I'm realizing there are a lot of animals.
It's 21 total.
A lot of birds.
Okay.
Let me go with the Orioles.
The Orioles? That's
ooh,
another bird.
Good one.
Good one, Scrape. All right, you guys are hitting up the baseball so far. 5 baseball, 2 you've taken in football, but 7 correct answers have been given. 14 remain. It's Tony's turn. No strikes yet.
How about the Falcons?
Yeah, you better use the Falcons before you think you said them.
Yeah, no kid.
Earlier, very good. Falcons is correct. Scraby stopped making sounders. That's a chance, Falcons.
It wasn't my answer.
Oh. You're only doing for your own.
I don't know why I do this too. I always do like my hand in the air, like I'm a hawk. Oh wait, that's the NBA.
4-4.
I'm gonna go with another sea animal.
Okay,
what you got?
The Marlins.
Correct. The fish.
You've used both fish, the dolphins and the Marlins. 5-4 for Scraby.
I believe dolphin is a mammal.
Is this gonna get tight at the end, or are you guys just gonna roll through all 21 of these? We'll see. Tony, you're up. I think it might get a little tight.
How about the Bears?
The Bears.
You guys just did it at the perfect timing. That was good.
That's one of my all-time favorite Saturday Night Live skits. We're tied at 5. 11 correct answers left. Scraby, animal names, Major League, NFL. 11 to go. And we have sounds like the Lions and the Tigers.
Ooh, I like that.
Time it's the Panthers.
That's a good one.
Lots of cats and lots of birds.
All right. Very good.
Ooh, it's getting
6-5. Scraby, not. I don't know if we're dicey territory yet.
Oh,
10
okay,
to go.
I got one.
10 to go.
I just thought of another one.
Okay, Tony.
Another bird.
Okay.
Eagles.
The Eagles. Eagles. Correct. Philadelphia Eagles. 6-6. 9 to go. No incorrect answers yet. Scraby, can you just run this table and win this game? Straight up. We'll see. And once again, he's...
What was that?
I don't know.
I wish there was an NBA reference here, because you know the Raptors, but... that was my sound for a Jaguar.
Oh, it was, wasn't the Jags.
Jaguars
it was,
correct.
Was it?
Jaguars give Scraby a 7-6 lead. 8 answers remaining now.
How do you spell Jags?
J-A-G-S.
No, no. Jaguars.
J-A-G-U-A-R-S.
Oh, I got it.
All right. Anthony, getting it tight here.
Oh, man.
We got 8 to go. Yes, 8 to go.
How about another bird?
All right.
What do you say?
I do.
How about the blackbird? The Raven.
The Ravens.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore.
Correct. Although they're named after a poem, not the bird.
Their mascot, though.
Yes, you know, you're correct. Okay. Totally correct. All right, so Scraby's got 7. Tony's got 7. There are 7 correct answers to go.
I'm going to go with another sea animal.
Thank you.
The Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
That's a good
correct
player.
Scraby's playing hard.
Playing the game.
8-7. 6 to go.
Who'd you just say? The Rays?
Yeah. Said the Rays.
The Rays.
He did.
How about a cat? How about a Bengal?
The Bengals.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals, correct. All right, we're down to the final 5.
Oh, boy.
No incorrect answers yet.
Oh, boy.
Now, I want to say that, you know, time is a little bit of a thing here. You can't just think forever.
Okay, well, you have to be the determiner.
The determiner.
Is it me?
It's you.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, you son of a gun.
What is a bill? It's a nickname of the team.
No.
It's the nickname of the team, not the city they play in.
Is the city.
Hold on.
It's not an animal. It's a city.
We never went over that.
We totally went over it. I said it had to be the nickname of the team.
A bill is a buffalo. They call buffalo. Come on.
A bill is not a buffalo. A bill is a person. I know some bills, as a matter of fact. I pay some bills, too.
That doesn't make any sense. Buffalo Bills are a buffalo.
The judge says no on that.
Buffalo Bills is a buffalo?
That's what their mascot is. They have an actual buffalo named Ralphie.
I know
That's
what they have.
They're in the city of Buffalo. Not the team name of Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills football team is named after Buffalo Bill Cody, a famous Western frontiersman who hunted bison. That does not sound like an animal.
This is going to be an asterisk forever.
It's not.
If I lose.
They're the Bills.
I'm going to put Bills on my list and then put an X next to it. For incorrect.
I need to. I wish that I could look at the chat right now to see if they're on my side or not.
Of course they're not going to be on your side.
Maybe you a couple of lonely
people. You don't know that.
All right, five still to go. Tony, your turn to break the tie.
I believe, I don't think these have been said yet, no. How about the Seahawks?
Seahawks, okay. Correct. Seahawk is actually not a real animal. It's a fake animal.
On you go, Scrape.
No. A Seahawk is not an actual thing. Go look it up.
Hey.
And I didn't say Seahawks because I thought I was going to get it wrong.
So you said Bills, knowing that that wouldn't be a problem.
If Seahawks is acceptable, then Bills is acceptable.
It is not.
A Seahawk is not an actual animal.
It's a fake animal, but it's an animal.
Buffalo's a real animal.
No, a buffalo is the city. It's not
I think
the
we
mascot.
We should have talked about this a little bit more before we came in, because I feel like there's some funny business happening now. Because
business.
I wouldn't have answered Seahawks.
I think you would have, buddy.
No, I had it on my list and I kept it there because I didn't want to answer.
Well, you got two more strikes.
I gotta tell you.
You got two more strikes, bro.
Seahawk is sometimes used as a name for an osprey, which is an animal.
Yes, it is.
No, that. Yes. But they're not the ospreys. They're the Seahawks, which is sometimes used.
Bills is nothing but a name.
See, I don't know that I can answer anymore because I'm not sure what's true.
Stop.
I'm
There's
serious.
Not that many. Come on, dude.
I'm serious.
Stop. You're being ridiculous right now.
I feel like this is just funny business. Oh, Seahawks are an actual... Seahawks aren't an actual bird.
Well, a bill is not even in the running.
It's not, dude. It's
if you're going to have a if you're going to have a buffalo as your mascot, that counts.
No, it does not.
Well, if you want to pick it little thing. I mean, then you're right. Dolphins doesn't count either, right? Because they're a mammal. Some people would say not an animal.
No,
I mean,
dolphin is an actual animal.
I mean, you're playing with, little pieces of...
You're playing with pieces, man.
How about this?
You're just playing with
the
pieces.
The Rays are real, Chris. Don't try to take Rays away from me.
Manta Rays.
Stingray. I know. All fall under the Rays family.
I don't know. You're just making this more difficult than it needed to be.
You are.
You guys are cheating.
It's all right. You're just making it more
difficult. I don't
difficult,
know if Chris is going to count this as an animal, but the Diamondbacks. Diamondback rattler.
It's a snake.
That's good.
It's good.
It's a Western Diamondback. It's a real species.
Very good.
Seahawks are not real species.
Yes, they are. They're
sometimes referred to as an osprey. Which,
there you go.
So Seahawk is not a species. It's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
Or a description.
But either way, it's an animal.
Tony's just trying to make me more
not
mad.
A bill. Not a bill.
Three left. According to my unofficial calculations. Calculations that Scraby will never agree with.
Scraby, you need to let it go, buddy.
No.
How about the Broncos?
Good enough for me.
See, that's the thing, because is there an actual horse called a Bronco? Because if we're going to do this, we're going to do this for every one of them.
There is, player.
There's a horse out there called a Bronco.
What did you just name? What was the one you said?
Diamondbacks.
Taking a little steam out, but we're 10-9 with two remaining. Scraby, can you get one of the two that are still on the list?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Well, if a Bronco is a thing, then a Colt better be a thing.
Winner.
Okay.
Dang. There's one left?
There's one left.
Oh, wow.
Whoever gets it wins, basically.
Oh, man.
Tony, you get first crack at it. For the game. And you just decide when you think time is enough. I'll let you guys sort it out. There's no clock, but you have to kind of, when you don't know it, just say you don't know it. Or whatever. And Scraby, you'll get a chance. There's one more. I don't think there's an argument on this one, so I feel comfortable with that. Somebody out there is yelling it at the top of their lungs.
I'm blanking on every single team out there. Not seeing it.
Do we have? Can you reveal which side it's on?
No.
Dang.
Too easy.
That's some craziness. I guess I have to use one of my strikes.
That's okay. Scraby. For the win. After all of this, you can still win. If you can name the one animal that has not yet been named.
It just hit me.
Win then, Scraby. Win so I don't have to hear you complain the rest of my life.
Hit me. And I'm going to give you a sound effect. Bah! The Rams, baby!
Oh, you got it.
The Rams! After all the adversity I came through in this.
The adversity.
This is a much-deserved win.
Do your dance.
Do your thing, man.
I was going to be really mad there for a second, because I was going to say Browns, too, because a Brown's a dog, but it's actually a human.
As is a Bill.
Fine, now that the game's over and I've won,
and
I'll
you
give
won,
it
you're
to
good?
You.
All right, thank good. You. I'm happy you're happy.
Coming up, Chris versus the fans.
Yes! The off season has begun.
Play some Chris versus the fans, some real trivia. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.